This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I saw recently there's a friend of show who they were going and they were going to be somewhere all day. Like they had an appointment or something.
Okay.
And this person posted on their story that they were so nervous about being stuck somewhere and there not being food that they were prepping. They were making four peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in preparation of like, I'm going to this place all day.
This is the most passive aggressive thing you've ever done. You're talking about Erica, right?
No.
I don't know if I've ever seen her eat a PB&J.
No, but I would.
Oh, it sounds great.
I guarantee you that Erica's probably got a week's worth of food hidden around the station.
No.
Are you a prepper? Yeah. Like you just have food. Like you're a grazer.
A little bit. You want to graze. Yeah, you're going to feel really bad.
Oh, no.
Why? No, don't do this to me. No. But I just think you're just like a, I feel like you're a prepper. Like I think you'd feel nervous.
If I was going to be somewhere all day and there was just, I didn't know if there'd be access to any food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Okay. This isn't the dark side of the moon.
I'm going to go grab a bite to eat. I'll be back in 10. Sometimes you can't do that.
What if we were doing some sort of event? We were working. This is such a bad example because I feel like when we all work together, it's like easy to be like, I'm starving.
Yeah, I'm going to bounce for a sec.
Say we worked somewhere else and there was an event and it was like a 12-hour event and you didn't know if you were being fed.
Nobody's going to have a 12-hour event without some food.
I beg to differ.
Yeah, I feel like.
Name the thing that you would have a 12-hour event where
like
you wouldn't be fed.
Back when I was an intern at places and you like didn't feel like you could just be like, I need to go eat.
I don't mean this to sound as harsh as it's going to. It literally would not even cross my mind.
I couldn't be more in your court.
What about lunch or dinner? It's like, I don't know.
It'll work itself out.
Like, yeah. Other people will probably be hungry at some point too and someone will mention.
What if they're not? Like, eating. It's like when you go to a friend's
house. What if they're not?
No, okay, hold on. It's like when you go to a friend's house and you're sleeping over and all they have is like a towel. And so you're just like cuddling with pillows and you're so cold and you just want to sleep.
Hold on. There's some trauma that we need to unbox.
But you know what I'm talking about with the sleepover thing. It's like a girlhood.
A sleepover thing.
And they don't have any extra blankets, so you have to use whatever's available. Extra pillows.
Then why are they having a sleepover?
It was like more like high school, college. When you were old enough, you probably should have just gone home, but.
Yes, it's called passing out on the floor.
Yeah, and I don't even need a towel at that point. Right. You still have clothes on, right?
But it's cold.
I need a blankie.
Oh, yeah.
You need a blankie and like
and
food.
A snacky.
Yeah.
Sitting.
Yeah. What's the problem?
I'm with Tiak. I'm confused by the. The amount of anxiety you're feeling over something that has, like, here's the way I feel about anxiety, and I don't want the hate, but I'm just going to, like, anxiety is worrying today about something that hasn't happened, correct, probably won't happen.
But it could.
But it could also not.
Yeah.
So there could be this other positive anxiety you have all the time where you're like, what if everything works out great? What if, like, it's just a perfect day? What if, mm-hmm, like, it, but instead you focus on the wrong side of the what ifs. And it's like, what if there's no food? What if there's so much food? Oh my God. What if they have the newest blankets from Target and they're like, they still have the ribbon on the outside. It's so cozy. It's like, oh my God, this is incredible. Like, what?
How could, ribbon on the outside.
You know, the ribbon on the outside of the blanket.
The fabric.
Like, yeah. Nobody's even used it before. Yeah. And you're like, you undo the ribbon and then you put it on your face and you're like, oh, this is the best.
Other people have touched that.
Yeah.
Oh, for the love. But see, there it is. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Like, I think this is like very much a like male, female. And I'm curious, texters 303-222-5423. Got it right.
Yep.
If you're a woman, do you struggle the same way Aaron and I do? Because you feel like you.
Yeah, and I'm
putting, Aaron's always got food.
Okay,
well,
wait.
And I'm you putting, have a drawer.
Okay, but I'm putting aside, like, that's gluten-free, that's diabetic-friendly. Like, I'm not even considering that.
Okay.
But yes, I'm going to have RX bars. I'm going to have maybe beef sticks.
Right.
Maybe, like,
love a beef stick.
To drive home.
Not to drive home, but I have some at work, and then I have some at home.
Yeah, what
I had a friend, we traveled together, and her backpack was so full of snacks. Like, this is on the way other side of the pendulum.
Oh.
Where the TSA agent was like, are you a chipmunk?
Like, what is going on?
It was way too much. I love her dearly. But like, yes, absolutely. We're going to have snacks on us.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Again, I'm not trying to be insulting, but neither of you have kids. Moms, that is a real thing. Because if your kid goes feral, it's an issue. Their blood sugar dips and they just become a J-hole and you just want to choke them out. Mm-hmm. So you gotta have...
Did you know that as an adult, you can also get hangry?
Yeah. Have you ever considered that we are the kids?
But you're not.
No. And,
like, have you ever... Again, I'm focusing on the wrong side of anxiety. Has it ever happened that you got somewhere for 12 hours and there was just no access to food? Has that ever happened to you? Ever?
Yeah, that's what
In the history of your 30 years on this planet, has it ever happened where you're like, there's just nothing. What am I going to do? There's not a
there's
McDonald's.
Been a lot
I
of
can
times,
see restaurants from here.
Right, like, but there's been a lot of times like growing up doing theater where it's you're rehearsing for nine hours straight. And like, sure, they do take breaks every once in a while. But Aaron, we need you over here to do this costume change so you can't go on that break right now. Or
similar with field hockey.
Yeah. Or like nurses, ER staff, like they are overworked. They're not allowed to, well, allowed, whatever.
But there's still food in the hospital.
Well, who's to
I
say?
Just.
Look, the reason I said you're going to hate this earlier is because like I have a diagnosed like compulsive, like I want to know that I've got a meal coming. And that's why I started going to therapy.
Remember how we were wondering when the other shoe was going to drop?
There it is.
Did anyone hear that thud?
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC.
Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.